Tightly looped lines in black ink, obscured handwritten letters from Marie Antoinette to a close friend, Axel von Fersen. But was he something more? It's an 18th century redaction, a manuscript mystery. What could those letters reveal about the French queen and a Swedish count? If only we could peer beneath the scribble-scrabble. Anne Michelon of the Sorbonne's Research Center for Conservation has peered. She's part of a team of researchers who analyzed 15 of the letters and was able to decipher words hidden in 8 of them. She joins us now from Paris. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for inviting me.
So, were they more than friends? Were these love letters?
The only thing that interests people. They use words like love, madly, or adore. But it's too easy to conclude they are lover because we need to be really careful about the context. This is a crisis. It's a revolution. Marie Antoinette is not just expressing her feeling to Fersen, but they discuss about politics and strategy to save the royalty. So this is an interesting part of this later, I think.
Yeah. We should explain the Count and Marie Antoinette knew each other from, I guess, the time that they were both 18. Who crossed out these expressions? Do you know and why?
With our works, we can conclude that it is Fersen himself that redacted the passages, and it is most of the times really intimate passages where there is some expression of the feelings. He wanted to keep the correspondence. He did not burn the correspondence. I think the political passages was too important to just burn all the correspondence.
But he did want to keep the personal stuff to himself.
Yes, it was maybe too compromising for the queen and for himself.
How were you able to do it?
To read the text, we use techniques that is called the spectroscopy. And it's a techniques that analyze the composition. And as the two inks have slightly different composition, we can use these techniques to separate the information of the two inks. So in the easy case, there is one element which is present in the writing ink, which is not present in the redacting ink. But most of the time, it's not so easy. And so we have to do a lot of data processing to separate the information.
Are there other discoveries to be made?
For the 7 letters that remains, the same inks was used to redact and to write the letters. So it won't be possible to read with our techniques. It remains some mystery.
Do you find Marie Antoinette an interesting character? 14 when she was married off into the royal family.
Yeah, but it's on the end of her life. She changed a lot. She's really concerned about the politics. She tried to do something, even if it didn't work. So yes, even if it's not my favorite historical character, it was interesting to see this queen with her feeling and what she's thinking about the situation.
Anne Michelon of Sorbonne University's Research Center for Conservation, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. Bye.